I am happy to welcome to the studio Caitlin Kahn, Executive Director, and Christopher Hauser, Program Coordinator for the LINX Project. That's LINX, L-Y-N-X. And LINX in this context, as I understand it, is all about linking. So let's go right to Caitlin and Chris and find out what's being linked, as well as the upcoming concert of the Autism Advocacy Series on February 29th at Sycamore High School. Good evening to both of you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for having us.
Caitlin, give us some background first, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. In this particular project, the Autism Advocacy Series, we work specifically with youth who have autism and are primarily nonverbal. Autism encompasses a really wide spectrum. It's a generally neurological condition or disorder and describes a really wide variety of varying abilities. And so the youth we work with often struggle with motor planning and with regulating their body movements. And so a lot of the times that also leads to apraxia, which is the inability to communicate verbally because there's a disconnect between what their brains are telling their body to do and what their body is actually doing.
In terms of, one of the things I think of with autism is that the amount of stimuli a person's experiencing can be challenging.
Absolutely. So they often experience an overload of sensory stimuli.
So then if you would tell us what the LINX Project mission is, please.
Sure. So LINX Project is a nonprofit art song organization that is working to build community through innovative and inclusive art song programming and educational initiatives. So really working to connect communities with the genre we love so much, which is art song. And that's generally defined as poetry set to music for classical voice and piano.
In terms of who you're connecting, is it specifically people who have autism with the larger community or a broader spectrum of people?
Generally speaking, it's a broad spectrum of people. It kind of varies project to project. So this project specifically, we work very close with the autism community and in particular, the community in Cincinnati that uses the rapid prompting method and letterboarding as their mode of communication. So the youth that we work with, they actually communicate by spelling out letters, pointing to letters on a board or on an iPad, and that's how they spell out words. That's how they're able to communicate. And so connecting that community with our broader musical community, who generally has, you know, little to no contact with the autism or special needs community, and then also inviting the general public to take part in these events as well, because it's our chance to let these kids shine, let their words shine, and let them tell us about who they are. As I mentioned, autism is a really wide spectrum, and so every individual has a different experience with it. And we want to let these youth, these amazing youth, share their experience in their own words.
And so, Chris, tell us about this special event.
Sure. This year we have four students from Cincinnati, primarily nonverbal. And so we have gotten texts from them, some in the form of poetry, other in prose. In previous years, we've had students that have written blog posts or Facebook posts, and then we get them commissioned into art song. And then we have some wonderful local professional musicians who perform. And this year, this concert will take place February 29th. And it's a really, really wonderful event. There are a number of other things that we have going on prior to the event. We have a musical petting zoo, which is very exciting. So that's being provided by Antonio Violins. So they are going to be bringing a number of instruments that students and adults alike can learn about, which is an exciting addition this year. We'll also have an art-making workshop provided by Visionaries and Voices, which is another organization in Cincinnati that works with people with autism and provides them an opportunity to express themselves through art.
In reading about this event, there were some terms that I was interested in learning more about. One is there will be a sensory relief area. Tell me what that's about. Who does that serve?
A sensory relief area is for people with autism, though anyone would be welcome to use it. So if they are feeling maybe overwhelmed by what's going on in the concert and need just a second to kind of take a moment, regroup, this is an area where there is much less stimuli and they're able to just sort of take that moment. This year, our sensory relief area is being provided by Puzzle Pieces, a sensory sensation. So last year, they also brought, it's a tent, really, that we set up in the lobby, a little bit removed from the concert. That's the space where our patrons can go to if they need some relief.
Something that's really important to us with this concert is that we make it as accessible and welcoming as possible to this community we're working with. I think classical music has sometimes this preconception that you would go in, you would sit down, you have to be really, really quiet, you can barely move, right? And we want families to feel like they can come and their children can be themselves. So we hold it in the auditorium at Sycamore High School, so there's a lot of room for families to spread out. We welcome them to come and go during the concert as necessary. We recognize that sometimes, you know, really high soprano voice might be overwhelming. Some kids are going to love that. For some kids, it's going to be overwhelming. So they can leave. They can go out to the sensory relief area. They can come back. That's all welcome. I want to mention a couple other accommodations. We are asking our audience members not to use clapping for applause. Rather, we're going to be snapping and we're going to be waving our hands in the American Sign Language tradition. And that cuts down on some of the really sharp noises that some youth might have difficulty with.
This year, we're really excited to include what's called a social story, which is basically something that we prepare for the students beforehand. It's just a booklet that has pictures of what's going to be happening at the event and a little bit of text to explain what they can expect. So that way, they're able to prepare for the event and not be surprised by anything that's going to be there that day. And another big thing that's been at all of our Autism Advocacy Series concerts in the past is that we project all of the texts. So that's helpful for all of our audience members
yes.
to be able to read. You know, with art songs, sometimes you have music that's being sung very high or very low. And at times it can be just hard to understand the singer. So that's just an added benefit for all of our patrons.
Speaking of all of the patrons, tell me about the term neurotypical.
Sure. Neurotypical refers to, I guess, a person without autism or another developmental or learning difficulty in that regard. A term that comes up a lot in kind of this world and this language is neurodiverse. So being accepting of all different manifestations, I guess you might say, of how the human brain works and recognizing that there are a lot of gifts and strengths and difficulties that we all face. And so neurotypical being kind of, I guess, the general Joe who might walk in to the concert hall.
So, Caitlin, could you just give us one sample of what we might hear and see at the concert?
Absolutely. One of the texts this year that was written by Nina Szabo, she's 10 years old and she wrote this last year, so she would have been 9. The poem is called I Belong. I belong to my world. I belong to my space. I belong to my universe of magic and charm. I am the boss. You are the judge. I am the queen of my very unique time. Nina actually letterboarded to us back in November that she wrote this because she wanted to say with unique and fancy words how it feels to be different. It is not easy.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you for this wonderful work that you're doing. Certainly wish you the best of success with the Lynx Project, serving not only youth with autism, but certainly the entire neurotypical community, a new term I have learned tonight. Thanks so much for visiting with us.
Thank you so much.
I've been talking with Caitlin Kahn, Executive Director, and Christopher Hauser, Program Coordinator of the Lynx Project. The Lynx Project will present the third iteration of the Autism Advocacy Series, a concert of newly commissioned art song, on February 29th at Sycamore High School. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.